בטייפל תקיע בצד ימין אם אפשר לזקיע. So it is good to blow with the on the side, the right side of the mouth. In other words, you should put the shofar in the right side of the mouth, not in the left side of the mouth. Why? So the Magen Avraham says, because it's mentioned in Yev, Vasoton imed al yemine lisitnoi, the Sotan was standing on the right side. So since the purpose of Tkia Shofar is to counteract the Kitruk of the Sotan, so Mimele we have to put the Shofar on the right side of the mouth. Of course, this is not to be understood literally. I mean, the Sotan Imid or Minili Sitne, and what does it mean? I mean, the purpose of Tkia Shofar is to counteract the Kitruk of the Sotan. But the Sotan, as Chazal say, who are Sotan, who are Yitzhara, who are Sotan, who Malach HaMavis. The Sotan is symbolic of the evil inclinations in man. And this is the basic destructive force in human behavior. The evil inclinations, the animal instincts that make him run counter to all the moral principles of the Torah. So that's the Sotan. Now the Sotan is emit al yemin lisitnei. Yemin represents that which is regular. Smoil represents that which is irregular, which is unusual. A person writes with the right hand, but if something happens to the right hand, so then, under extraordinary circumstances, he will write to the left hand. So a certain image of Emily Sidney, unfortunately, I mean that was the rotten abeyai. So you cannot say unfortunately. So the evil inclinations are in that operate within the human side are the regular thing. It's not the Sotan doesn't operate only at Leitim Tkufes. He operates constantly. So Mele, the shofar, symbolizes the obligation that is incumbent upon the human being to wake up from the spiritual coma. So as the Rambam says, Afro Pishet Kis HaShifah, So in other words, we have to be spiritually awake and not to sink in a spiritual and moral slumber. So that's why it has to be on the right side of the mouth to symbolize that this is something we have to be on guard every minute of the day and every minute of the night. It's Milchemes Hayetzah. This is what the Magen Avraham means. Now, the Bir Halacha mentions in the name of Rabbi Asimche, the El Sameach, that actually it's a posik in Shaftim in connection with Muhammad Gidein. So there it says, at the time of Muhammad there was also a chiyuv of blowing the shofar and blowing the chatzitre, the trumpets, and the Gemara learns out So there the Pasuk says, Vayarziku biyatzmelom bilapidim uviyad yeminom hashefres liskeya. So he says, uviyad minom. Vichen yapich hashefa lemailo shenemar olo alekim bisro. So in other words, he has to keep the shofar raised, not sideways, but it has to be kept raised. So, and utap. So, why? Because it says, Olo alekim bisro. Of course, this also has symbolic significance. Now, I would like to discuss the mitzvah of shofar. Now, a shofar as I mentioned before, Rav Avuya instituted the practice of drawing three tarats. Why? Because the topic arose as what true of the Torah represents, whether it's Gnuchay Gomich, Tashat, Yerule Yorul, Tarat, or Gnuchay Gomich, Yerule Yorul, together, Tashrat. Now, there is a tshuva from Rabbi Goyen, and in which he wrote, it does not mean that the Chachomim and the Sofim, what the Torah has referenced, that all shofar is a mitzvah that has to be blown every year by each and every Jew. So how could there be Sofi Kamim? How could the Sofi develop in the course of the years is something that was very relevant. But the Torah says, Yen Tro, Yen Yibobo, it's a sound expressive of grief. And there are all kinds of sounds of grief. Together. So Midrash say either one is easy, but the Ominogis Chalukim in Jewish communities. So Rabbi Avuya introduced all the three in order to introduce uniformity in the Seder Hatkiyas of Klal Yisrael. But Midrash say each one is good. Yilule Yolil, Gnuchay Gonich, or Gnuchay Gonich and Yilule Yolil together. Now, on the Pasuk, Yein Zichrin Truach, in Emea, so Rashi says, what it means, Yein Zichrin Truach? Yein Zichrin Truach means that we have to say the Bracha of Zichrines, which are commemorative of the Akeide, and Kia Shofar is also commemorative of the Akedah Sitra. Now the Ramban raises his Masik on the Rashi, because from Rashi it appears that Midraise we are mechuyev to say the Brocha of Zichrin. So he asks the Kashe, how can the Ramban say that Midraise we are mechuyev to say the Brocha of Zichrin, when the Gemara says at the end of Rosh Hashanah that if there are two towns, in one town they say the broches, the tfiles, but they don't blow the shofar. In another town they blow the shofar, they don't recite the broches. So he's mechuyev to go to the town where they blow the shofar, even though he will not say the tfiles of Malchiyah, Zechariah, and Shefriah. And because Kia Shofar is Midraise, and the Broches of Malchiyah, Zechariah, Shefriah, even though the Gemara learns out from the Psukim, but that's only an Asmachti. But Rashi says that Zidraise, and then the Ramban asks against Rashi, if Rashi Shiti is that it is Zidraise, not Asmachti, so the Gemara learns out from the Psukim, not only the Psukim of Zichrines, we are mechuyev to say, the Psukim of Malchiyas is, we are also mechuyev to say, V'nizkartem l'tnei v'ichem k'ani adishem elikeichem. So we are mechuyev to say the Psukim of Malchiyas also, and the Psukim of Shefriyas also. Why does Rashi emphasize only the Psukim of Zichrines? The Psukim of Zechariah of Akedas Yitzchak. So he says another pshat in Zichrin Tor. Zichrin Tor doesn't mean that we have to recite the Psukim of Akedas Yitzchak, but it means that through the Tkiya Shefer we will arouse the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's remembering us, whatever. That's how the Ramban feels. But Rashi Shiti is that saying the tefillas, the broches, Malchiyah, Zechariah, Shefriah is the right. And in respect to the Kashe by the Ramban, the Gemara says at the end of the Rosh Hashanah, Shnei Ayoreis, in one Ayoro, they daven, they say the broches, but they don't blow. In another Ayoro, they blow, but they don't say the broches, he should go. to the town where they blow the shofar, even though he will not be yetzeyu the brachas, because the brachas is only the Rabbanon. How does Rashi say it in the Raise? So there is a very simple teret. Rashi's shita is that saying of the brachas is in the Raise, and Rashi, every time the Gemara mentions Kio, Torah, Kio, Rashi emphasizes Malchiyah Zecheni Yeshetvis. So Midraisi we are Mechuyev not only to blow the shofar, but also to blow the shofar Al Sidra Brochas. And if you'll blow the shofar not Al Sidra Brochas, he'll only have a partial Kio. He will not fulfill the mitzvah Midraisi completely. But Midraise, there is a kiyum in saying the broches only if it is coupled with the Ashefa. But just to say the broches by themselves, not being coupled with the Ashefa, there is no mitzvah deraise. So the Gemara says, if in one town they blow the shofar and they don't say the broches, so there he can be mikayim, part of the mitzvah. In the other town, they say the bracha, they don't blow the shofar. Midrash say he cannot have any kiyum, only a kiyum mitzvah midrabanan. So he has to go to the town where they blow the shofar, so he'll have a partial kiyum of the midrash, rather than go to the town where they say the brachas and they don't blow the shofar. So saying the brachas midrash and not coupled with the shofar, not. So then is no kima mitzvah. That's Rashi Shiti. Now, in respect to the mitzvah of shofar, so we have halacha that it is kio truot kio, three times kio truot kio. So the mitziv in his perush hamidgovo and the psukim in the mayor, so he says, actually, the Torah says, "Yoin tro yelachem, zichrin tro." The Torah doesn't say "Yoin tkiot yelachem," but yelachem, but "Yoin tro yelachem," and zichrin tro, not zichrin tkiot. Tro is expressive of grief. Tkiot is an unbroken sound. Is expressive of joy. Now the Torah says in Balei Scho, "Uvim simchaschem madeichem uchoshich atchichem, v'areisem u'sikatem u'sikatem b'chatzis reis, v'chisaveu mulchom b'atzichem l'atzar atzir eschem, v'areisem." So, "Uvim simchaschem madeichem." So the Torah says, "U'sikatem b'chatzis reis." And so that's true. How is it that on Yemsim Chaschem of Madeichem we have to blow shofar in Bis HaMikdosh, and Kisovim Ulchom Barzeichem we have to blow shofar? So in connection of Ulchom Barzeichem, which is a time of trouble, so the Torah uses the Loshna Reisem. And when it's a time of joy, of celebration, so of happiness, then the Torah says, "Uskaten b'chatzisres." So the Tzid explains it very simply, because tkio is an unbroken sound, and that represents contentment, joy, happiness, prosperity. And truo is a broken sound, so it represents frustration, trouble, suffering, grief. Now, and Rosh Hashanah the Torah says, "Yoin Truo Yelachem," not "Yoin Tkia Yelachem," because the purpose of the Tkia Shofar is to arouse ourselves. We shouldn't be contented with our spiritual status. It's true. Izeu Osher HaSameya B'Chelke. That's only on a material level. A person should be happy with his lot, even if he's not rich, he scarcely makes a living, he has to be happy. But chas v'sholem, that the person should be complacent and be happy with his spiritual status, that's the source of all evil, complacency on a spiritual and moral level. A person should never feel complacent. A person should feel that he doesn't measure up to what is expected of him. The Braise in Maseches Nidah says, and this Braise is the pivot around which the whole Sefer HaTanya by Rav Shneur Zalman revolves. So the Braise in Maseches Nidah says that when child is born, so then Mashbin they say, Tehei Tzadik Val Tehei Roshe Vafilu Im Kolo Imri Neinu Alech Hoshato Tzadik I mean, this on the surface seems to contradict the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos al pi roshei b'pnei atzmecho. So Rav Shneur Zalman discusses it in the Sefer HaTanya, which is also called Sefer Beinoni, because he doesn't mean rosho here. V'atul kol ha'ilom imrim alecho she'ato tzadik tei b'inecho kilato roshei. In other words, somebody is a Chofetz Chaim, and the whole world recognizes him as a Chofetz Chaim. So the Chofetz Chaim is mechuyev to consider himself that he is a Roshe. I mean, that's inconceivable. But it means, Roshe means guilty. In other words, even though everybody says he's a tzaddik and he knows himself, the Chofetz Chaim knew that he was in Dagdag B'mitzvahs, but he should always feel, and the Chofetz Chaim always felt, he was never complacent. He was never happy, contented with his spiritual status. He always felt that he doesn't measure up to what is expected of him. So this is what the Braise in Maseches Nidah says, Tehei tzadik val tehei roshe, v'afil kol ha'ilom imrim alech hoshato tzadik, tehei b'einei atzmecho kilato roshe. A person should not feel complacent. Chas v'sholem, there's the source of all crime and sin, complacency. So he has to feel that he doesn't measure up to what is expected of him, no matter how good he is, but he doesn't measure up to what is expected of him. So this is the purpose of Tkiyah Shofar. True, to arouse grief, to arouse a feeling of sadness over our own inadequacies, over our own failure to do what is expected of us.
That concludes side one. To continue, please turn the cassette over.
But every Truah has to be preceded by Tkiyah and has to be followed by Tkiyah. Why? Because a person has to know that while he has to do tshuva, but he shouldn't chas v'sholem sink in a depression and feel, what's the use? I'm lost anyway. I cannot go back, chas v'sholem. This is a terrible norm, a terrible feeling. I'm lost, it's hopeless. No one is lost, no matter how wicked a person has been. But there is always a possibility to return unto the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he has to be determined to mend his behavior pattern. So Mele, while he is mechuyev to arouse feelings of sadness and grief over his inadequacies and over his failures to adhere to the moral law that the Ribbono Shel Olam instituted in the world. So, but he is not lost. He's the master over his own spiritual destiny. And if he's determined and he acts with determination and resoluteness, then he is able to effect that everything will be good. And as long as he is able to effect that his life should be joyous and happy, so in the end, so all is well that ends well. So that's why the Torah requires Yoin Truo. You have to blow the shofar, and you have to blow a Truo, indicating the grief that has to overtake us over our inadequacies and over our failure, and because of, and the grief that has to overtake us for our sins. But at the same time, it has to be preceded by Tkio, symbolizing the concept that Elikim also is Odom Yosho. A person shouldn't think he commits sins. Well, that's human nature to be sinful. Chas v'sholem. We don't believe in the concept of original sin, that a person is basically evil. Chas v'sholem. This is the doctrine and the concept that prevails among the Mishaelom. But we believe in the doctrine of original virtue, not original sin. We say every day, every person is born pure and sacred. But then, through his contact with the environment and his intermingling with the members of society, he becomes contaminated. So, but originally, he comes into the world pure and virtuous. So the Truo that presents the transient temporary status of man, which is one of grief, but the original status of man is one of virtue. So it is Kio Lifaneo and Kio Lacheo. And if we'll act with determination and character, so then we can finalize our life also with an Elom Shekuli Teiv and an Elom Shekuli Orech. Oh, this is the symbolic significance of Tkio, Truo Tkio. And this, according to Rashi, has to be coupled with the broches of Malchies, Sichrenies, and Cheifries. Now, the Ramban has the Kashe, but this is only the Rabbonon, so we said, it's only the Rabbonon if it is by itself, but if it is, goes hand in hand with the Tkir Shofar, then it is Midraise. And then the Ramban has the other Kashe against Rashi. If Rashi Shite is, it's not an Asmachte. Why does he emphasize only the Broch of Zichrenius, the Psukim, referring to the Akedas Yitzchok? Why doesn't he mention Malchias and Chephrias? The answer is, just as in regard to the sounding of the Kol Shofar. So, the Torah says, Yoin Truo. That means that the basic thing is the sound of grief. Indicate, because we have to be aroused with grief over our own sins, over our own guilt, over our own inadequacies, and over our own failure to comply with the precepts of the Torah. But it has to be preceded by Tkio, which is symbolic of joy and happiness, and it has to be followed by Tkio. Because we are not supposed, chas v'sholem, to sink in a depression. When we do tshuva, we should not, chas v'sholem, sink in a depression. But we should feel that it's never too late. And we can mend our ways. We can change our status. And we can change everything into an Elom Shekuli Teiv. So here too, the basic Tfile is the broche of Zichrenius. In other words, what does the Bracha of Zechariah represent? It represents the concept of being dedicated to the mandate of Mesiras Nefesh. Akedas Yitzchok is the source, the inspiring source that enabled the Jews throughout the ages to be Mesa Nefesh themselves. But one should not think that Mesiras Nefesh is the only thing. It has to be coupled with Malchias, and Malchias means the Kved, to be Mamlich, the Rebbein Shalom, upon us. In other words, we have to appoint the Rebbein Shalom as our king. What does a king represent? A king represents an organized, coordinated order. When we are Mamlich, the Rebbein Shalom, so we say that we have to lead a life that is in conformity to the coordinated, organized moral order that was instituted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Jew in Klal Yisrael. And then the Bracha of Shefres represents the concept of Kio Truot Kio. In other words, that in spite of all the trouble, in spite of all the suffering, in spite of all the problems and frustrations that overtake man, but it is within the power of man to change everything into good. In spite of the fact there is so much Truot overtaking us, but the Truot is preceded by Tkio, and it can be followed by Tkio. It's up to us. We are the masters of our own destiny on a spiritual and moral level. And the Umas Ha'ilam have an expression, mind over matter. It is expressive of a very basic truth, mind over matter. But in order to be mind, so it has to have all the characteristics of mind. You know, mind is the mind is the source of consciousness. So that's the Bracha of Zichreinus. What does the Bracha of Zichreinus represent? That the Rebbein Shalom is Zeicher Kol HaNishkoches. So, of course, the Rebbein Shalom is Zeicher Kol HaNishkoches. So how does it affect us? The Rebbein Shalom is Zeicher Kol HaNishkoches. So what? What does it mean to us? If the Rebbein Shalom is Zeicher Kol HaNishkoches, so, and we are mechuyev to emulate the attributes of the Rebbein Shalom, the Alachta B'drochov, so we too have to be Zeicher Kol HaNishkoches. We have to be spiritually and morally conscious. If we abandon the Torah, then we are sinking in a spiritual and moral coma. So the Bracha of Zechreinus symbolizes the concept that we have to regain our spiritual and moral consciousness. The Bracha of Malchias represents the concept that we have to lead a morally coordinated life, that our behavior pattern has to conform to a certain order, moral order, that was promulgated by the Rebbein Shalom for us. That's the Bracha of Malchias and the Bracha of Shefres. Shefres of Tkio Truot Tkio represents the idea that in spite of all the trouble and all the suffering, so still the world and man's existence in its entirety, sometimes we can't understand it, but this is what it is. Vayar Elokim es kol asher oso v'niteiv mi'eid. In final analysis, in spite of all the troubles, in spite of all the sicknesses, and all the frustrations, and all the problems that overtake every human being, Jew or Gentile alike, but in final analysis, the Vayar Elokim es kol asher oso v'niteiv mi'eid. That's the Bracha of Shefres. So in other words, Rosh Hashanah doesn't only mean the first day of the year. It means the mind of the year. So, on Rosh Hashanah, being before Rosh Hashanah, we have to implement our mind so that it will have all the characteristics of the mind. The mind is the source of consciousness. That's the bracha of Zecheinis. We have to regain our spiritual and moral consciousness. The mind is the coordinating factor in the human organism. So our lives have to be coordinated in accordance with the moral order introduced by the Rebbeinu Shalom. And the mind, in order to function, has to be on guard not to sink in a depression. If a person sinks in a depression, then he becomes like a vegetable. So that's the bracha of Shofar. And this is the message of the mitzvah of Shofar, and the message of the brachas of Malchus, Zecheinis, and Shofar.